Damn it, so, Texas.
I blame the internet. That's Ted
Florida's
Cruz
mad
country
at you.
That is. But anyway, next week, Lisa may be here. I will definitely be here. We may be doing this. We may be doing something else. We'll see what happens, who's here, and what's going on. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out myself. But until next time, Lisa Nichols.
Lovely, as always.
And I am Derek Gary. Until next week, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome.
It would be so awesome.
We would really rule.
We would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. It's simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to see.
One day we're gonna control Boston. And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth, on the Cape.
Would want to hear they might be giants, too. Much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule. In all the competing schools, all the competing schools, all the competing schools. I can't wait to cart this off.
Welcome to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. It's Wednesday night, and On the Town with Mikey D is all about the local music for the next 3 hours. I'm Joella, and I am your host. This is pretty cool. What we have here tonight is a first, and it is a first for me anyways. Our computer decided to take a little break, go on vacation, so we are flying without a computer. I know. Can you even imagine your life without a computer these days? So we're going to do things old school. Pens, paper, discussion amongst peers. It's crazy. But that's what we can do here. We are a versatile all-service college radio station. Tonight, the gala will be performing for you live in Studio D. And that'll be in about an hour and a half or so. So please stick around for that. We're going to kick things off with Diablo Gato with their song Blood Moon.
Shake the devil.
and there we have a cold cutoff. That is Psychic Dog with Tune Her, coming off of Adios Huevos. Before that was Salem Wolves with I Saw Hell, coming off of their Black Books EP. Salem Wolves, one of the many semifinalists in the Rock and Roll Rumble that'll happening this weekend. If you're not going, check your calendar. You should probably pick a day or pick both and go. And we started the whole show off with Diablo Gato with Blood Moon, coming off of their self-titled, I guess, CD, EP. I don't know what it is. Yeah, CD. Cool. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Our crack technical team got right on this computer issue. And boom, right back in business. Phew. The idea of having one less screen to stare at was kind of freaking me out. So, that's all I had to report. Let's hear some more music. Oh, shoot. You know what? I was so good at lining everything up for myself, and then I looked away from my paper. So tomorrow night, if you are out and about and would like some fun musical things to do, Love Love is playing at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville. And we're going to try to play some Love Love right now. They played for us live in studio a while back. And this is a recording from that time. Let's see if I lined it up right.
Hi, this is Love Love, and you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D.
On 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford. And now on to murder.
My barricades made to order. Ground poison mushrooms in his stew. Sweet cake Marie, the queen, the poisoness. She served pay. Told tales of 10 young girls before her. Made into potions, sold at the fair. She led a double life, that's Senorita. She should have paid the price all those years ago. Hey, the devil back.
Those girls that carve their names right on the nursery wall.
colors anywhere. I heard no robin sing. Felt like a hamster on a wheel, going round and round. You gave me something good, broke the chains that I was bound. I feel like I'm tripping. I'm tripping. Gotta climb to the bottom, dive to the top. You make me feel like I'm tripping. Coming down to cold reality. When I'm with you, I feel like a pirate on the seas, sailing neath the starry skies to a distant shore. Together we can break away to a future we explore. I feel like I'm tripping.
Baby, baby, don't stop.
I feel like I'm tripping.
Baby, baby, don't stop.
Gonna climb to the bottom and dive to the top. You make me feel like I'm tripping.
Baby, baby, don't stop.
Go my way. Do what you said to me. Take my hand. You'll be so free. Go my way. Is what you said to me. Take my hand. And you can live the dream. I feel like I'm tripping.
Hello, hello. We are rocking here at On the Town with Mikey D. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. We just heard Telemore with Trippin' coming off of Outside the Lines. It was released earlier this year. Before that was the radio debut of the legendary Rich Gilbert. The new CD is called Stereo Action Music, and we heard Run, Swinger, Run. We started the set off with Love Love with their song Murderpedia. And I had mentioned that they are playing tomorrow night at Sally O'Brien's with the Andy Newton Band, Audrey Haddard, and the Wolf Sisters. So there you go. A little plan for you for Thursday, if you want it. We have the Gala that'll be playing for us live in Studio D a little bit later on this evening. So definitely hang out for that. And next up, maybe a little bit of an intro. At the end of April, there will be a 3-night extravaganza also at Sally O'Brien's to celebrate a reunion of sorts of the Abbey Lounge. 3 nights of a ton of bands, like a crap ton of bands. This is one of the many bands that played the Abbey Lounge on a regular basis. And they are called The Conks. And naturally, I forget which CD player I just shoved this into because that's how good I am. Yep, Of course, the first one. The one I didn't mean to pull out. So we're going to hear. They had a CD that was released called The Conks. It's the band The Conks. And we are going to hear the song Here She Comes.
Yeah!
I've had a really amazing luck of finding so many songs that have the coldest, most chilly endings. No fade, just, sorry, we're stopped now. All right, so what did we just listen to? That was Dante's Grin with their song Bodies, coming off of the Funny Clowny Lady EP that was released back in 1992. Before that was Murcielago with Chiba Hawk, coming off of their self-titled CD from 2014. They participated in the Rumble in 2015, made it to the semifinals, I think. No, definitely semifinals. I can't remember if it was finals or not, but they were amazing live. I would definitely suggest them. Before that was I Was Awake, current Rumblists, with their song The End, and that was their single. I downloaded it myself, paid for and everything, off of their Bandcamp page. Good songs. And before that was Devil on Horseback with Vipers, coming off of their self-titled CD from last year. Before that was The Knockups with Shut Up and Put Your Dress On, also this year, Rumblists. And that's coming off of their EP. The whole EP is fabulous. You got punk songs. You got like quieter, you know, punk love songs, if you can believe that. I love the whole CD, EP, whatever. I've been leaving it in my car. It's kind of awesome. Before that was Telemore with Trippin'. Did I say that already? I don't know. I might have. That came out this year. And you're relatively up to date. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford. We're going to have a live band for you later on. This is what we do. Every Wednesday, we have a live band that plays right here in our studios. And this week, we have the Gala. They will be performing a little bit later on. So I was like muddling around trying to find like the next song to play. And I picked out a CD, but then I'm trying to figure out like what's the name of the band. We were talking about that this weekend. The whole staff, our whole On the Town staff, was like in here filing CDs and hanging out and having a good time. And we are, you know, all complaining. I was complaining to everybody. It was really basically me. Like, how do you not have your band name on a cover? Or how do you not have like your songs like in some sort of like order with a font and stuff that like anybody could read? So these guys have like two out of the three. I can see this. I can read the songs. They're in a semblance of order, but I'm not sure what the name of the band is. So going to keep on working on that, I think. Oh yeah. And then I go and get all distracted and I'm not sure what CD player to push. You know, these are the things. These are the things that make college radio that much more entertaining to listen to. And you're lucky. We have a lot of college radio stations. And I appreciate your listening. So we're going to check out, I think the band's name is Ease Into the Noise. And I'm definitely sure that we're going to hear the song This Conscience. On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO, Medford.
Someone with Conscience.